Bezras Hashem Yisbarach, today's daf is Chaf Beis and Maseches Bava Kamma, is the 1413th daf in Shas. It's an important daf, daf Chaf Beis and Bava Kamma. We're going to begin with the Mishnah on Chaf Aleph Amud Beis that's going to discuss animals doing wild things and breaking things. For example, a dog jumping off of a roof and damaging. And then the Seifa of the Mishnah is going to discuss in the topic of Eish, and that is going to describe a case in which a dog ate a hot item and then left it on a haystack and ultimately caused the haystack to burn. So the Mishnah tells us that he pays Nezek Shalim and he pays Chatzi Nezek on the Gedish that's burnt. The Gemara is going to analyze the cases of the jumping, and then in Chav Beis Amud Aleph, the Gemara is going to give us one of the most important machlokios amongst the Amoraim in all of Bava Kamma, and that's the machlokios between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, whether Isho is Mishum Chitzav, is it considered like a chitz, is an arrow, is it considered like the arrow of an individual, or is it Mishum Mamono, or is it considered as if his money damaged, and the Gemara will give us Nafkaminas, and that will take us through the entire daf. An analysis of the machlokis Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. So let's Beis Hashem begin Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. Hakelev Agdi Shekofza Meirosh Hagag. A dog and a goat that jumped off of a roof. Vishivro Asakelim, and they damaged utensils. Meshalim Nezek Shalim Mipnei Shehein Muadim, because the animal is considered a muad to jump around in the Rishus Hanizik, Rashi points out. And that's a tolda of regel. We've discussed in the past that in Bereshus HaRabim, normally it's Keren is Chetzi Nezek the first three times. So here we're talking about Regel and Bereshus HaNezek, Rashi tells us. Hakelev Shnatal Chalorah V'Holach Ligdish. A dog takes a hot cookie or piece of cake V'Holach Ligdish, and it hangs out by a haystack. Achla Chalorah, it ate the cookie, the cake, vehidlik hagdish, and then it caused it to go on fire. Maybe some of it fell down on top of the hay, caught fire. Al charar misham nezek shalim, on the cookie pays nezek shalim, because that is shein, Rashi explains. Valigdish, but on the haystack itself, mishalim chetzi nezek, and that he's going to pay chetzi nezek. The Gemara is medayik immediately, time of the kaftsu. Our Mishnah seems to say that the reason why he's chayiv, the kelev and the gdi, and the owner has to pay for it, is because it jumped. Hanaflu, but if it fell off of the roof, potter. Alma, it would seem to be that this Tana is telling us a chiddush, turns out tchilasa b'pshiya v'self ha'onis. Tchilasa b'pshiya v'self ha'onis is an important sugya in Bava Metzia. We have it particularly in Perek HaMafkid, as well as in Perek HaShol in Bava Metzia. And that is the following phenomenon. What happens if someone is guarding an item and he was supposed to watch it, but he's posheya, he's negligent? For example, he leaves open the door when he was supposed to watch an ox. Let's say he's a shomer. And then an onus happens, which causes the animal to damage or to get damaged. It says the Gemara over here, if you have a case of where an owner is leaving his kelvin gedi on top of a roof, where that shouldn't be a good place to leave him because he might jump off and do damage, but then it fell. So the owner was an onus because it fell off. Alma kasar chasol b'shiv yourself a bonus, potter. If you say that when it falls off its potter, it would be tchilasu b'shiv yourself a bonus. And says the Gemara Taninami Yach, we have a brice that supports this. Hakelev Akdisha Kaftun Ashagak Vishavru Es Hakel Misham Nezek Shal Naflup Turim. And we analyzed the reason why it's Potter is Hanich Lamandam and Chasim Shiva Selfabon is Potter. Lamandam Chayv Maikal Meimar. Why is the guy Potter over here? In the beginning, he started off as an Ones because you should have noticed that it's going to jump off of the roof. Says the Gemara Kigon de Mikrovi Kalim Lagabe Kaisel. We're talking about a case where the utensils that, in the case of damage, were damaged when he jumped off, those were brought very snug against the wall. Now, when a person jumps off a wall, they jump a couple of feet ahead. When they fall off, they fall off a couple feet ahead. So kivin the kigon the mikrivi kavin legabi kol sel dechi kafzi bikfitza lo nafli oleo. If they would have jumped, they wouldn't have landed on the kavin. Vafil tchilaso b'pshia lekan. Therefore, there isn't even tchilaso b'pshia. Since the utensils were close to the wall, so then afil tchilaso b'pshia lekan. There isn't even any pshia in the first place. It's not tchilaso b'pshia b'selfo ba'onis. Hence, it was tchilaso ba'onis v'selfo ba'onis, and that's how the man d'amar wall tchilaso b'pshia b'selfo ba'onis is going to, that is chayiv, that's how he's going to explain the case of Naflo being potter. The Gemara continues, Amar Zvid Mishmei Derava Pa'amim Shafilu Naflu Nami Chayiv. There are times that even if the animal fell down, even according to Ma'ad Amar, who holds Tchilaso Abshia V'Seif Ba'inis is potter, you'll also be Chayiv. Mishkachas La'Bekoisa Ru'ua. If the wall was very weak, so then in such a case, the Bailim were Poshea in the fall of the animal by bringing them up in the first place. Says the Gemara, Mainiu, di boile lasuke daite denafil. What's your logic? What's the pshia that he should have made sure that the animal was going to fall down? And more than that, why? Denafil arche. Because the bricks are going to fall down. In other words, the wall. Arche are bricks, that the wall is going to fall down, the bricks are going to fall down. However, asks the Gemara, sof, lo nafal arche. The bricks did not fall down. V'nafal inu. And who fell down was the animal. So, t'chilasa b'shiyah v'self ba'onisu. So it comes back to a case of t'chilasa b'shiyah v'self ba'onis, which, according to Ma'an Namar, that's potter, you should be potter. Says, Gemara, lo sricha b'kosel tsar. No, we're also talking about, not only was it a weak wall, it also was a narrow wall, and ultimately, the animal got over the fence that was there because it was a small wall, and they should have noticed that the animal is going to jump over. So ultimately, the animal jumps over, and that was part of the pshia itself. The Gemara continues four lines from the bottom. Tana Rabbana, Kelev Agdisha Godlu Mimata Shedolgu Mimata Lemala Pturim Mimala Lemata Chayovim. If you have a horse or a goat that jumps from a low-lying area to a high-lying area, and it breaks kalim in the process, then in such a case it's potter. Milamala mata is chayiv. Rashi says, because the mishunin heim, three lines from the bottom, it's not normal for it to jump from the lower area to the top area. It's more normal for a person to jump down. Think about that. Most generally, we jump down as opposed to up. On the tarnigol shedolgu, but a person a tarnigol beimimala lemata beimimata lemala chayovin. So Gemara says that for a person, it is even if it might be more common to jump down, but still it's common enough to be chayiv. Asks the Gemara, v'atanya kelev agdi shedolgu beimimala lemata beimata lemala pturin. So we accept the distinction that people and chickens are different, but why is it that the halacha is that we learn that they're potter? Tergum Rav Papa de Epach. Rav Papa answered, the Brisa is talking about where they change their nature. These animals change their nature. Epach mepach. They change their nature. Hakalba bezgira. Here, the dog jumped like a goat, because in general, a goat jumps in one jump, while a dog first claws into the wall and then jumps. So that's the meaning of skira, is one jump. Sricha, Rashi says, is that it first nails into the wall. So that's why they did it in their abnormal manner, and therefore they are potter. Says Gemara, Yachay amai pturim. Why does it say they're potter? It should be chayiv chatzin nezek, says the Gemara. Potter min nezek shalem v'chayovim v'chatzin nezek. It's not normal, but you should still be chayiv chatzin nezek. The Gemara says, you're right. Now the Gemara gets to this important sugi that we mentioned in our introduction. Hakelev shenotel charora v'holech legodish achalach charora v'hidlik hagodish. We learned in our Mishnah that when the kelev takes the cookie that's hot and he eats it. And he drops some of it on the Gedish, on the haystack, and it gets on fire. So then one is Chayiv for the Gedish Chatzi Nezek. We are going to introduce a basic question about Eish, when you burn something, that you're Chayiv, and get back to our Mishnah. Itmar, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Isha Mishum Chitzav. Rabbi Yochanan says that one's fire is like one's arrow. Reish Lakish Amar Isha Mishum Mimoinai. And Reish Lakish says it's considered like your money. The difference between the two is the following. If it's your arrow, so then, in such a case, it's considered Adam Amazik. And for example, if it injures somebody, so then in such a case, you'd be chayiv as a chovel, not as if your animal had damaged. Hachovel b'chavero is chayiv b'chamisha dvarim. So that would be the status of chitzav, or if he murdered, so then he would be a murderer. And he might be chayiv misa, if he murders through fire. Rashi gives us another nafkamina. What happens if the gacheles doesn't belong to the individual? In the Hava Mina, the Gemara, Rashi says on the last wide line that Rabbi Yochanan would say you're chayiv because it's an arrow. It's as if you punched him. Reish Lakish says it's your mamon. In this case, it wasn't his mamon. The Gemara tells us why Reish Lakish doesn't learn like Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan doesn't learn like Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish might time alomer ka Rabbi Yochanan. Amar lecha, the reason why he doesn't learn like Rabbi Yochanan is say, ki chitzav mikocho ka'azli. That the arrow comes from his koach. Hi lo mikoach ka'azl. We don't consider this as coming from his koach. Rabbi Yochanan, my time aloy amr ka Reish Lakish, and Rabbi Yochanan doesn't learn like Reish Lakish. Amar lecha, m'mayne ispe ma'masha. He says, this can't be considered your money, because your money is tangible. Halas be ma'masha, fire is not tangible. Of course, it's made out of oxygen. Tanan, we immediately go to our Mishnah. Kelev shenatol charara. If you're going to say it's chitzav, so then it's the arrow of the dog. And the dog is your own, is yours. If you're the owner of the dog, you're chayiv for any arrows he sends. This eish is not the money of the bala kelev. The kelev just took a charara from somewhere else. So he doesn't own the charara that causes the fire. The Gemara answers simply, we're talking about a case where the dog threw the charara. Aduye Rashi learns shezarkoi. Aduye adidal charara mishalim nezik shalim. So on the charara that he ate, he pays nezik shalim. Valmokom agacheles, and the area that it had the fire, mishalim chetzi nezik. In other words, the area of the cookie that the dog threw onto the haystack, he pays chetzi nezek. Val gdish kula potter. But according to Rabbi Reish Lakish Eina Chanami, he'll be potter on the gdish because it wasn't his mama. Why would you pay chetzi nezek? Rashi says because it's tsroros. The dog initiates it. So on that, he has to pay chetzi nezek. While Rabbi Yochanan's going to disagree, Rabbi Yochanan danuche anuche, it was placed down by the dog. Not a duye doye, it wasn't thrown, it was placed down. Acharar v'amakom ha-kacheles, mishal nezik shalem. On the cookie, and the place where it put it down and paid nezik shalem, val gdish mishalem chetzi nezik. And the gdish is going to pay chetzi nezik, because it's the arrow of the kelev, and it's considered tsroros. So, it's according to Reish Lakish, the entire gdish is not an arrow, because that would be an... Not tsroros, because that would be tsroros to tsroros. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's the first tsroros of the animal, because the actual coal itself and sending it is considered as if it came from the dog himself, which the owner is liable for. Tashma, gomol ton pishton v'over b'rishus harabim. If there is a camel that is carrying flax that passes through b'rishus harabim, nichnasa pishtonu l'toch hachanus. And the flax goes into a store. V'dolko b'niro shel chenvani. And it catches fire from the nero, the candle of the store owner. V'hidlikes abira. And it causes a mansion, a castle, to catch on fire. Ba'al gomol chayiv.
the owner of the gomel is chayiv because he was negligent by allowing the flax to go in and catch on fire. Vice versa, he niachen v'ni b'chutz,
nero b'chutz, but if the fire is on the outside, then the chenveni is the source of the chiyuv, because a man doesn't have to watch his animal if the flax is staying in the Rishus HaRabim in a normal fashion. Rabbi Yehuda Omer ben Erchanika Potter. Now we have another halacha that's brought up, and that is, by Ner Chanukah one would be Potter, because one is allowed to place the Ner Chanukah outside, and it's a mitzvah lanicha outside, because of Persume Nisa, Rashi says. Now, analyzes the Gemara, we're not interested in Ner Chanukah piece right now, we're interested in Isha Mishum Chitzav or Mimono. How do we learn up this Braisa? Bishlein Mandamer Isha Mishum Chitzav. The Gemara argues, though, if you take a step back from this, actually it's a Mishnah on Samach Beis and Mebeis, then it doesn't make sense, according to Mandamer, that Isha's Mishum Mimono. Spells out the Gemara. Bishlein Mandamer Isha Mishum Chitzav. If you're going to say the Ish is like his arrow, Chitzav de Gomelu, so then the camel, your camel, shot off an arrow, you're responsible to watch your camel. But if the Eish is your mamon, hi Eish, I'm mamon of the Baal Gomelu. It never became the mamon of the Baal Gomel. It's not a match that the Baal Gomel took out of his pocket. It's not that his camel was breathing fire. His camel took the fire of somebody else's. So why would you be chayv, according to Reish Lakish? Says the Gemara 7 lines on the bottom, Amlecha Reish Lakish, Hachem Ha'eskinam, B'misachseches, Kol Ha'bira Kula. We're talking about where the camel lit up the entire castle, the entire mansion. In other words, his animal went along with his koach and lit up the entire mansion. If you say Isha Mishum Chitzav, so then you don't need to say that he lit up the entire mansion. Any part of the fire is your arrow. But according to the Man Damar Mamono, the only time you're going to be Chayiv is if it lights up the entire mansion. Tosa says very succinctly in four words on the bottom, Davikula Mokom Gacheles in Misasachseches, that the entire area is Mokom Agacheles, and Mokom Agacheles is going to be Chayiv because of the Gomel itself, which is Regel Bershus HaNizik, the Mefarshim spell out succinctly. The animal inserted fire into the Rishus HaNizik in its normal way of walking, and therefore you're going to be Chayiv. I say the Mefarshim because Rab Nachum Pertzavitz, that's how explains, it's quoted by the Masifta Gemara, that even though the animal is in the Rishus HaRabim, at the end of the day, the Hezek takes place in Bershus HaNizik, and that would be enough to be considered Regel Bershus HaNizik. Says Gemara, Ihachi, if you're going to say it was Misachseches Kol Abira, Eima Seifa, what about the Seifa? Minya Chen V'ni Rabbi B'chutz, HaChen V'ni Chayif. But if the candle's on the outside, Chen V'ni is Chayif. V'im Misachseches, if we're talking about where the animal torched the whole thing, Amai Chayif. So then in such a case, why is the Baal HaChenveni Chayiv? The Baal HaGomo was the one who was Poshea, who took the fire, that the animal went and was walked in effectively into the Rishus HaNizik and damaged. Says the Gemara, Bisha Amda. The animal didn't walk. The animal stayed right there and it caught on fire. Says the Gemara, Amda V'sichsecha Koshikein D'Chenveni Potter Ubal Gomel Chayiv. If the animal stopped in its place and waited for the entire mansion to catch on fire, so then that once again is caused by the Gomel. The innocent Chenveni had a fire outside of his store, so that might not be the best idea, but he didn't torch it and stay there to make sure everything was torched. And now we're saying the animal stopped and it torched it. We're talking about a case where the animal stopped to urinate. Reisha going on to Amud Beis. Baal Gomel Chayiv. In the case of the Reisha, the Baal Gomel is Chayiv. D'loi boile lefushe b'te'ina. He shouldn't have put so much flax that goes all the way into that store of the Baal HaChenveni and co-opts his fire, and therefore he's chayiv. Seifa, but in this case, a seifa where the fire is outside, chenveni chayiv. The lo loy boy le lenuchem Neiroi Meavroi, because he shouldn't have put his fire outside. We put a period over here. The Gemara continues three lines from the top. Toshma Hamadlik es hagodish. If a person lights up a haystack, Vayigdi kafaslo, and there was a goat that was attached, Ve'evet samach lov nisrof imol chayiv, then he is chayiv. Now, what does it mean, chayiv? So Rashi says, it means that he's chayiv on the gedi and the gedish, because the gedi was attached. So he's got to pay back. But in the Eved, he's going to be potter. Eved kafasol, gedi samach lov nisrof imo potter. But if the Eved is attached, tied up, then he's going to be potter. Now, why is one potter? So let's see Rashi. This is really important. Rashi inside, when it's critical in terms of understanding pshat, and there's a nuance here, it's often important to do Rashi inside. Eved, by the way, we always, bli neder, do Rashi inside when we learn bi'yun in the regular shir. In Daf Yomi, sometimes we're mevater. But even in Daf Yomi, often it's important to do the Rashi. Eved kafaslo gdi samachlo finisra ima potter. Agdi vagdish, he's potter on the gdi and the gdish. Dekamle midaramne shahoyreg eved nerak. Someone who kills an eved himself gets killed. And therefore, what's introduced is the halacha of kimle midaramne. Since he's put to death, he's potter from the smaller chiyuv, if it's one action, and he gets the greater of the two punishments, kimle b'diramine, that the Gemara in Ksubas, the third parak, learns out from kidei rish asa. Bishlema, back into the Gemara. L'madamar yishem mishum chitzav. According to Madamar, says that's your arrow. Mishum hachi potter. I understand he's potter because he killed the Yevet. L'madamar yishem mishum mono amai potter. Why is he potter? Why is he chayiv misa for killing the Yevet? Ilu katol ture avda. If his ox, ture, of course, tough and shin are interchangeable, his ox kills an eved, hachinami delo michayiv. He would not be chayiv. He would not be chayiv misa, and therefore, there is no kimle b'derabine, and he should have to pay on the gedi and the gedish. Amar lecha Reb Shimon ben Lakish, Reish Lakish will answer himself for himself, achma eskinan, kishehitzis begufa shel eved. We're talking about a case where he torched the eved himself, that he's chayiv misa, the kimle b'derabine. Iachi Maila Membra, says the Gemara, then what's the Chiddush? Of course he's going to be Chayiv on the Eved and Potter on everything else. Says the Gemara, Lo Tzricha Bigdi Dechad Ve'Eved Dechad. We're talking about an instance where the Gdi belongs to one person and the Eved belongs to somebody else. So I would have thought that you don't say Kimle B'Diramine in such a case because the Chiyuv of Misa is going on killing the Eved. And that's Shaykh to one person, to one Nizik, the owner of the Gdi, the owner of the Eved and the Eved himself. However, for the Gdi, the Balak Gdi, he's not getting any retribution at all. So maybe you have to pay to him. Kamashmal, you focus on the Mazik, and since the Mazik is Chaim Misa, he's Pater and everything else. Gemara tries another Raya in terms of Machloikis, Reb Shlakish, Reb Yochanan. Tashma, Shalechas, Rabbi Yad Chereshayt, Vikatan. Later on, we're going to have in the Mishnah, on Nunvav, that if a person sends his fire, a fire of his, in the hands of Chereshad V'Katam, Potter Medina Anu Mechayim Dine Shemai, you can't technically say that he's the damager, Medina Adam, but he's Chayim Dine Shemayim because of his negligence. Bishlem Mandam Rishim Shem Chitzav Chetzav De Chereshu. The reason why we're going to say that the fellow is not Chayim Bedine Adam is because it's considered the arrow of the Cheresh, so you can't consider the Meshaleach Chayiv. Elamad Amar Isha Mishum Mimono. But if it's his money, Ilamasar Shoro. But if he gave his ox, the Cheresh of the Katan, Hachinami, Delo Mechayiv, we would not be Chayiv. We learn the opposite. Talit Mar Lo, Amar Shalchemed Dechizkia. You're right, Reish Lakish need to give a teretz. Because if you had given over your shor to a Cheresh of the Katan, you would be Chayiv. So, fire is no different than a shor, according to Reish Lakish. So Reish Lakish answered, namely Chizkiya, Lo Shana L'Kishamas L'Gecheles V'Liba, that if he gave him a coal, and the Cheresh HaDukatan blew on it, so then in such a case, he didn't give him a fire, he gave him potential fire, and therefore, he's a Pater Medina Adam. Avo Masal L'Sheleves Chayiv, but if he gave him actual flame, he's going to be Chayiv, my time of Bari Ezeka, it's definitely going to do damage, and it's a mono that does damage, and it's like giving him a shard that's ready to go and charge in a china shop. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, but Rabbi Yochanan will disagree. Hillel that filu shall have his potter. Kasavar tzav said the cheresh kegarim. He'll hold that even if you give him a flame, he's potter, because it's the instruction, the emissary, the result, the arrow, the holding of the cheresh that causes the damage, and not the mishaleach directly. Lo mechayiv, the only time one is going to be chayiv, according to Rabbi Yochanan, by giving to the cheresh to the katan, ademosalei gavza silta v'shagra. He gives him all the flammable materials. He gives him small pieces of wood. He gives him a ner doluk, that's a sharga. And gavza is dry wood that can easily spread the flame. But simply giving him a flame is not enough to be mechayiv him. Amar Rava kro umasnisa misayilei the Rabbi Yochanan. Rava concludes today's daf saying that the pasuk supports Rabbi Yochanan and a mishnah. We're going to conclude the daf the way it concludes, and that is with the pasuk, and the mishnah will leave for tomorrow. Kra dichsiv ki seitzei esh seitzei me'atzma. When a fire goes out, even if it goes out by itself, yishalei ma'avir as ha-behera, the one who said it is chayiv. So notice, the fire went out by itself. Nevertheless, the pasuk calls him Hamavir, the one who lit it. So the chiyuv is because he lit it. And that indicates that the chiyuv is that it's he who lights the fire and his friend's reshuts, because Shema Mina, Yisha Mishum Chitzav, it's considered his arrow. In other words, we don't say that he was posheya and he allowed his mamon to be mazik. We consider him a mavir sabera, even though it was seitzei esh meyatzma, even though the fire went by itself. Tomorrow we'll learn his raya from the Mishnah. On today's daf, starting from Chafal Vamebeis, we had discussed the halacha of hakelev akdisha kaftzu meirosh hagag. And we suggest that it could very well be that case would be Tchilas Ubshiva Sofa Ba'ones. And the Gemara ultimately explains it, even according to Man Nomer, the whole Tchilas Ubshiva Sofa Ba'ones is Potter. Why, in this case, one would be Chayiv, where it was absolutely inevitable that it was going to happen and was not an Ones at all. We then had an analysis of the Mishnah of Kelev Shenata Harara, that's Chayiv, when it damages a Godish. When it's hot, Rabbi Yochanan says, Isha Mishum Chitza Reish Lakish says, Isha Mishum Mamona. The Gemara attempts four rayas on today's daf to the Shita Rabbi Yochanan. It's considered like your arrow and not your money. Number one, our mission itself, Hakelev Shenotel Charora, seems to indicate that you're chayiv on the entire Godish, even though the Eish was not your Mamon. So Reish Lakish answers that case was that the animal tossed the charara, and he's not chayiv on the entire gadish, just the area that it damaged, and it's chayiv for tsroros. Raya number two was a mishnah later on in Samach Beis on the Beis, that if the owner of the animal allows his flax to go into a store and catch fire from the store, so the halacha is that one is chayiv if the flax goes and damages someone else. But it's not your money, the fire. And according to the Ma'amar Reish Lakish, why would you be chayiv? Reish Lakish has to say, b'misachseches kol habira, and the Gemara clarifies and qualifies what that means. Raya number three was on Chav Beis on the Beis, hamadlik es hagodish v'yigdi kafuslo, that what comes out is, in a case in where a Eved was tied up to a haystack, and a person burns down the Eved in the haystack, one is chayiv misa for killing the Eved. One's never chayiv misa if your mamon damages. That would clearly seem to point to the halacha that Isho is mishum chitzav. Says the Gemara, according to Reish Lakish, you got to learn that he torched not the Gedish, but he actually torched the Eved itself, which even according to Reish Lakish, is Adam HaMazik. That's just an extension of his hand himself. Raya number four
was the halacha that if one sends a fire in the hand of a chereshot of a katan, so then in such a case, one's potter midine adam for the damage. Now, if it's mamon, the Gemara asks, if you send your animal chereshot of a katan, you're chayiv. So Gemara says you have to say, according to Reish Lakish, that he didn't even give him a full damaging ox, a full damaging fire would be the parallel of a full damaging ox. He doesn't give him that full damaging fire as if he had given a full damaging ox, because he gave him just a gacheles and he blew on it. And you're right. If he gave him a flame, says the Gemara according to Reish Lakish, you'd be chayiv. While the Gemara says according to Rabbi Yochanan, a shalheves would be potter, because at the end of the day, the only time you're chayiv for Eish is if it's your chetz. And giving him it to the chereshot of a katan is potter midine adam chayiv midine shemayim, even if you give him a flame, according to Rabbi Yochanan. This Beis Hashem concludes Daf Chav Beis in Maseches Bava Kamma.